Hello, this is Graham Freer. I'm standing in the foyer of a shop in Stoke Road, Gosport, a place called Mr. Choosy, C-H-E-W-S-Y. John McConnell is with me. He's the owner. How long have you been here, John?
5 months.
5 months.
Mm-hmm. Started March 15th.
And no prizes for guessing. You sell sweets, is that right?
Yes.
And yep. Ice creams.
And ice cream, but milkshakes are still the best.
Well, so you say...
Best seller.
Well, I'm sure that means that they are the best. I watched you make a couple for some lads who here. You put in 4 scoops of ice cream and a Mars bar or something like that.
Yep.
And all sorts of other bits and sauce and whatnot, boom, 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 and whizzed it up and then banged it in a cup with a straw, and you charged £1.50, for heaven's sake.
Yep. It's all about keeping profit, sorry.
But isn't that rather like commercial suicide? I mean, you'll never make a profit that way, surely.
Oh, I'll make enough. This shop, I'll make enough to make the money, pay for the shop, and pay me a wage.
I'm not
interested in making a profit so that I can go and buy myself a yacht and sit and safe in France.
That would be hard to imagine from one small sweet shop, frankly.
Yeah. Yes, but...
Maybe a chain of them.
Well, actually, Shakeaway, which is the major player in the milkshake business, started in Bournemouth in a little shop called Post Office Road.
Really?
Yeah. And that was in 1999, and they've just opened up a branch in Los Angeles. Yeah.
So they must be doing something right.
Yes, yeah.
Don't you want to get up to that sort of level?
No.
Why not?
Because I couldn't handle the pressure. I'm too old. I'm quite happy being Mr. Choosy in my little sweet shop. Yeah. And just basically making people happy. If they're happy, then I'm happy.
That's a pretty good motto, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Looking around, I see all sorts of sweets that I haven't seen for years.
Yeah.
Some of my old... Do you know, years ago, when I was living in Wolverhampton, I had a franchise for a shop called... Well, for a business called... Fizzbombs, Dobson's.
Yeah, I know Dobson's.
Dobson's up in Newcastle or somewhere, yep. And I used to take my van all around the little villages, mm-hmm, in Staffordshire and Shropshire and boom, 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 and sell jars of sweets just like these.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I came home at night, I would park my van in the road outside the place I lived, and there would be a queue of lads and girls coming up, snaking up to my van and wanting to buy from the back of the van.
Yeah.
And see, it is a noisy old road, isn't it?
It's very noisy.
But, you know, I love this old sort of thing.
Yeah.
I see sherbet lemons, chocolate limes.
Yep.
Oh.
All the old favourites.
So, how do you know what to stock?
Well, it varies by area. When I was in Bridgemere, it was predominantly children's sweets, the jellies, Haribo, that sort of thing. But down here, it's the older persons. So it really is, it's more of a trial and error, really.
So there's enough older persons with a sweet tooth still? Yes?
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. That's why chocolate limes, sherbet lemons, blackcurrant licorice, chocolate eclairs, they're the sweets that tend to go, as opposed to the children's ones with the little cola bottles, etc.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
So when you started this shop, how did you know how much of which brand or which make of sweet to stock? Was it just trial and error?
No, because when I started this shop, I already had sweets on my previous shop.
Of course you did.
So we just threw it in, and then we're taking it from there. Anything that's on my shelves more than 3 months, is taken off and given away.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that a health and safety thing?
No, they've got an 18-month life on them. But I figure that if they're still on my shelf after 3 months... then they'll be buying them. So we take them off the shelf and we replace it with something that might sell.
But it's still guesswork, a lot of it, isn't
it?
Oh,
yeah, very much so, yeah.
Do you go on what you used to like as a kid?
That's how I started, yeah. Then I realised that that's not the way forward.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Because I was buying everything that I liked. And it wasn't a natural progression that everybody was going to like what I like.
It's a good way to start, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But it's the same with the ice creams. I do eight varieties of ice cream.
Here are some customers for you.
Yes.
So I better get out of the way quickly.
Yep.
So anyway, look, thank you for talking to me. Wish you all the best. Yep. Whereabouts are you exactly?
115 Stoke Road.
That's right opposite Gosport Blinds.
Yep, opposite Portland Buildings.
Right.
Yep.
Good luck with the future, John.
Thank you very much, Graham.
Bye-bye.
Yep, cheers for me. Bye.
Let me see if I can ask these young chaps. What sort of sweets do you like to eat?
Candy. Bonbons. Like watermelon slices.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've never tried those. What are they? Can you show those to me?
These are watermelon slices.
Oh, wow.
Okay, try them.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Look at that. That's a big piece, isn't it? Go for it.
I'm just taking one.
Just where you want.
They are very nice, though, aren't they?
There you go.
Charlie, what do you say?
Turn your head upside down. There you go.
What do you say?
Thank you.
Okay, look, Charlie, I'll give you one.
Here you go.
There you go.
Oh,
that's okay.
I think he's giving away all his
profit,
isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
Are they nice?
Listen, we have a try before you buy policy.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing worse than walking out the door with 100 grams of something you don't like. So if you try them, then you'll come back, won't you?
I suppose so.
If you buy a sweet you've never tried before and you walk out the door, you take one and you end up throwing the rest of them in the bin.
I can't imagine that for 1 second.
No, I can't really, but...
Bonbons, candy sticks,
makes them smart,
fried eggs, mind sweet peanuts.
Well, John, I'll get out of your way. You're
okay, go
standing in the foot, you know, in the path of profit and stuff like that. So from Mr. Choosy here on Stoke Road, this is Graham going back to the studio. Thank you.